democracy is real as it is right now. As a blue city mayor in a blue state, we're targeted by the Trump administration.
The White House dismissed last week's event as a Trump derangement syndrome publicity stunt and said the mayor should focus more on the safety and security of their citizens. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.
U.S. stocks have ended the day mixed, with the Dow closing up nearly 160 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Cigna Healthcare. At Cigna Healthcare, they're dedicated to being there through life's everyday and extraordinary health moments. Learn more at cigna.com/better. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
Lots of severe weather hazards this afternoon. Stay tuned to KPR. I'll have more for you very, very shortly. The time is 3:06. You are listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Good afternoon. So nice to speak with you. Thanks for joining us here on KPR. The time is just about 3:18. Coming up in our next half hour, we are going to be talking about the primary elections coming up in Georgia tomorrow. We are going to kick off a series focusing on climate solutions. And of course, I will have plenty of news for you, including the latest on the weather. Here's what we know. We have a PDS tornado watch, particularly dangerous situation tornado watch, in effect until 8 o'clock tonight. This is for Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Jackson, Morris, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. Be weather aware all afternoon. Have multiple ways to receive warnings. We already have seen a few tornado warnings today. We currently have one active in northeastern Ottawa County and southeastern Cloud County, affecting Milton Vale and Aurora. A tornado located about 5 miles south of Delphos, moving to the northeast. Very, very active weather this afternoon. I think you've probably heard it by now. We've been talking about this for a couple of days. Just really, really unstable air. Lots and lots of moisture. We're keeping an eye particularly on that area with the tornado watch. We'll all be moving to the east overnight. Use caution if you have to be out and about.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
90% chance of showers and storms tonight, some with heavy rainfall. Locally heavy rainfall is possible this evening, with lows in the mid-50s.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Currently 81 degrees in Lawrence, 86 in Emporia, 79 in Atchison. It is 3:20.
Support for NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition coming your way with Matthew Algio, Layla Fadel, and A. Martinez.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, celebrating the free spirit of Kansas through independent films, music, and art in downtown Lawrence, June 22nd through 28th. Passes and tickets available at freestatefestival.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. 85 degrees in Manhattan, 81 in Topeka, a big chunk of the area covered by a tornado watch till 8 p.m. The time is 3:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Let's start with the weather because we are concerned about it. Tornado watch till 8 o'clock tonight for Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Jackson, Morris, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. This obviously includes Abilene, Council Grove, Junction City, Manhattan, and Wamego. This is a PDS tornado watch. They don't issue these very often. A particularly dangerous situation. You are strongly urged to stay weather aware for the next several hours. Have multiple ways to receive alerts. Have a well-defined shelter plan. Tornadoes can emerge at any time. We're currently monitoring one in southwestern Washington County and another tornado warning in northern Clay and southeastern Cloud counties. So Clay Center, Clyde, Clifton, Milton Vale, Morganville, Green, Aurora, Vining, and Idana. We have word of a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado over Milton Vale. Tornado and hail up to 2 inches in diameter indicated with this storm. This is all being indicated via radar. You are urged to take cover now if you are in southwestern Washington, northern Clay, or southeastern Cloud counties. Again, these are popping up really aggressively, and I don't want to say out of nowhere because that's not exactly right, but you won't have a lot of warnings. So now is the time to be making your plans on how you plan to shelter if a warning is issued for you. We are expecting this huge complex of storms, which are just sort of bubbling up, to be moving to the east throughout the evening hours, and we are particularly concerned about torrential rainfall. We have been seeing quite a bit of rainfall in some parts of the KPR listening area in the last few days. So be aware, we could be getting quite a bit more tonight as these storms move to the east. We do have some other news. A Douglas County judge temporarily blocked the state of Kansas from enforcing a new law banning non-surgical gender transition treatments for minors. Sam Zeff has more.
Judge Carl Folsom blocked the law, passed by the Kansas legislature this spring, saying it violated parental rights guaranteed by the state constitution. The lawsuit was brought by the ACLU on behalf of a trans teenage girl and a trans teenage boy. Both were forced to seek treatment outside of the state after the bill was passed. Folsom also ruled late Friday that the teens would suffer irreparable harm if the ban remained in place. State Attorney General Chris Kobach, in a statement, called Folsom an activist judge who, quote, invented a new constitutional right out of whole cloth. A trial date has not been set. I'm Sam Zeff.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas tonight, a 90% chance of showers and storms. Some could be severe. Some of those storms could have heavy rainfall. Locally, heavy rainfall is possible throughout the evening. Overall, a 90% chance of precipitation tonight with lows in the mid-50s. It's 3:35.
The Weather Service says hiring the next generation of meteorologists, along with improvements in technology, will strengthen the capabilities of forecasting offices. For NPR News, I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
You are listening to All Things Considered on KPR, a service of the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. It has been a very busy weather day. It is going to be a very busy weather afternoon and probably a very busy weather night. We have a tornado watch until 8 p.m. for Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Jackson, Morris, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. This is a PDS tornado watch, a particularly dangerous situation. So now is the time to make your plans. We have a flood warning until further notice for various points along the Platte River. Minor flooding is expected. A flood warning until Thursday morning for Stranger Creek at Easton. One of the usual suspects there, affecting Atchison and Leavenworth counties. We have a flood watch for most of the KPR listening area through tomorrow morning, including Anderson, Atchison, Brown, Clay, Cloud, Coffee, Dickinson, Donovan, Douglas, Franklin, Geary, Jackson, Jefferson, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lynn, Lyon, Miami, Morris, Nemaha, Osage, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, Wabansee, and Wyandotte counties. And we have a wind advisory through 9 o'clock tonight for Dickinson, Geary, Lyon, Morris, and Wabansee counties.
Support for KPR comes from KU's School of Professional Studies in Overland Park, home to master's and undergraduate degree programs. Options include fully online, in-person, and hybrid. More at sps.ku.edu.
81 degrees in Lawrence. It is 85 in Manhattan. It is 79 in Atchison.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
You're listening to KPR. It's 10 minutes before 4.
All things considered from NPR News. Devastating diss track, Not Like Us, raised questions about what Drake would do next. Here to talk more about the project is NPR's Rodney Carmichael. Hi there.
Hey, Juana. How you doing?
I am well. All right. So you've now had 3 days to take in these three albums. So my question is this. Has Drake done enough to call this a successful comeback?
Well, there's been a whole lot of Drake hate over the past 2 years. And, you know, if you believe even half of what you've heard during the biggest rap battle in history, some of the hate might be justified. But I want to break the mold and start by showing Drake a little love. This man has done what it took George Lucas 6 years to do, what it took Francis Ford Coppola 18 years to do. He's given us an epic trilogy in one day. Now, does this trilogy stand up to Star Wars or The Godfather? Of course not. But these are some of the best and Drakiest Drake albums and songs Drake has draked in a long time.
I mean, in the wake of Not Like Us and Kendrick's performance at the Super Bowl, how is Drake addressing everything that's happened in the last 2 years?
Well, the first album, Iceman, is basically his album full of Canadian revenge served cold. The first song on the album, Make Them Cry, is Drake giving us his most vulnerable, mature, introspective version of himself that we've heard in probably a decade.
When I dig deep, they say dig deeper. Tell us how it felt to meet the Grim Reaper. This album better have some big features. Well, sorry to burst your bubble, but I'm all alone for my mental.
But before we can even get comfortable with Drake manifesting his higher self, he does a complete 180. For the next 44 songs, he gives us the exact opposite. Scorpio King gets deep in his feelings. He's got heat for enemies and fake friends, from Kendrick Lamar to J. Cole to A$AP Rocky, even LeBron James, and every Two-Face fan who dared to two-step on his grave catches a stray.
I mean, with all of that out of the way, how does he spend the next two albums?
Well, it's been 2 years since Kendrick said, I like Drake with the melodies. I don't like Drake when he acts tough. And true to form, Drake obliges with these next two albums. Habibti literally translates to my love or my dear in Arabic, and this is his full-on problematic lover boy album. And my favorite song on the album is Classic, his twist on a throwback 90s R&B song. In the last album, Maid of Honor, is where Drake tries to remind us why we did once love him. This is probably Drake at his best when he isn't overburdened with trying to salvage his place in hip-hop. And his ability to identify and synthesize emerging talent in regional sounds is really on flex here. Now, Kendrick, of course, flipped that and called him a colonizer during the battle. But being an experimental sponge, it's exactly what made him such a permanent fixture in pop. And he has this supernatural ability to, like, absorb and mimic other artists and their superpowers, too. And we hear that from Central C of UK drill fame to Jamaican artist Popcon to Brooklyn newcomer Stunna Sandy on Outside Tweaking.
We could be outside tweaking, we could be outside tweaking, we could be outside tweaking, we could be outside tweaking. Yeah. We could be outside tweaking, fast on a scene to Ibiza, fast on a scene to the Giza.
Look, there are going to be a lot of think pieces written about the levels of fragile masculinity on display here. I mean, I might even write a couple of them myself. But when it comes to judging an artist by his own intentions, I think it's hard to hate on Drake this time. He claims he's ready to change his moniker from the boy to the man. And whether he'll actually overcome or succumb to his stunning growth is going to be our entertainment for now.
That's NPR Music's Rodney Carmichael. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Juana.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Easy Cater, a workplace food platform dedicated to making it easy for organizations to order food from a wide variety of restaurants, set up employee meal programs, and manage food spend at easycater.com. From Fisher Investments, Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. investing in securities involves the risk of loss. And from DuckDuckGo, who believes AI should be optional and private. That's why they created Duck.ai, where users can chat privately with AI. No tracking. Learn more at Duck.ai.
When so much is happening in the world, who can you count on to tell you what really happened and why it matters? Old Fashioned Reporting, weekdays on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Get caught up from 5 to 9 a.m. on the latest national, international, and regional news. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KAMB HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The tornado warning for portions of Cloud, Clay, and Washington counties has been allowed to expire. The time is 4 o'clock.
Relatives to end the action ran past 1 a.m. today before the participants called it a night for about 6 hours. The five unions, repping about half the railroad's workforce, have resumed negotiations. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with information on the weather. The National Weather Service in Topeka has issued a fresh tornado warning for northeastern Ottawa County, northern Clay County, and southeastern Cloud County. A severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 4 miles south of Milton Vale. It's moving to the northeast at 40 miles per hour. Tornado is the primary hazard here, along with ping pong ball-sized hail. Flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged. If you are in Clay Center, Milton Vale, Morganville, Green, Oak Hill, or Idana, you should be taking shelter now. A tornado warning for northeastern Ottawa, northern Clay, and southeastern Cloud counties.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
And over at the National Weather Service, they have not yet issued a tornado warning for this. However, they are getting reports from spotters that there is a tornado on the ground southwest of Kimio. And they have now issued a tornado warning for the storm south of Palmer. Lots of people streaming the funnel there. So the National Weather Service is not unaware of it. They just needed to check and be sure everything lined up with the warnings they had issued. Once again, we do still have this tornado warning now for northeastern Ottawa, northern Clay, and southeastern Cloud counties. If you're in any of those areas, good time to take shelter. It's 82 degrees in Lawrence. We now rejoin All Things Considered, already in progress.
Hey, so why do you want to serve in Congress?
Well, our candidate.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, lots of other frequencies, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at nuvanthouse.com.
Obviously, we have a very active weather afternoon. Big tornado watch in effect till 8 p.m. for Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Jackson, Morris, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. This is what they call a PDS tornado watch, particularly dangerous situation. National Weather Service doesn't issue those very often, but they did it today. We now have a severe thunderstorm warning from the National Weather Service in Topeka. This is for northwestern Dickinson County, all of Ottawa County, and southwestern Clay County. This is in effect until 4:45 this afternoon. Severe thunderstorm located over Culver. It is moving to the northeast at 50 miles per hour. Ping pong ball-sized hail with this storm, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. You are strongly encouraged to move inside a sturdy structure. If you are in Minneapolis, Bennington, Culver, Wells, Manchester, or Longford, be aware you have a severe thunderstorm moving through your region. That severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 4:45 this afternoon. Coming up on KPR, an update of news headlines at 4:30. Then, NPR is offering buyouts to journalists as it is overhauling its newsroom with the threat of layoffs to follow. The two recent gifts totaling more than $100 million have been primarily dedicated to NPR's tech infrastructure. We'll tell you all about it coming up on KPR. It is 4:20.
The country in America's 250th year.
This is NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. Quick look in at the weather situation. Tornado warning in effect until 5 p.m. for northern Clay and east central Cloud counties. Ping pong ball sized hail and a tornado sighted on radar if you are in and around Clay Center, Morganville, Greene, or Idana. You should be taking cover now. A tornado warning for you until 5 p.m. We have a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Nemaha and northeastern Marshall counties till 4:30 p.m. Summerfield, we are hearing about 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and half-dollar-sized hail for you. And a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Dickinson County, Ottawa County, and southwestern Clay County until 4:45.
Reach an engaged and influential audience by becoming a KPR corporate sponsor. It's an efficient, effective way to recognize your business and support public media. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 4:30.
I'm Samantha Max in New York.
You are listening to NPR News on KPR. I'm Laura Lorson. I want to jump in here really quick because there's a lot to tell you about with regard to the weather. A tornado watch is in effect until 8 p.m. for Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Jackson, Morris, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. That does include Abilene, Junction City, Manhattan, Council Grove. Be aware that this is what the National Weather Service has designated as a PDS tornado watch, a particularly dangerous situation. They don't issue these very often, just because it is so rare that all of the conditions line up just right that it makes tornadoes nearly inevitable. And we've already had several tornado warnings this afternoon within that tornado watch area. We also have a flood warning until further notice for various points along the Platte River. Minor flooding is expected over the next 48 hours. Flood warning in effect until Thursday morning for Stranger Creek at Easton, thus affecting Atchison and Leavenworth counties. We have a flood watch through tomorrow morning for most of the KPR listening area, including Lawrence, Topeka, and Emporia. We have a wind advisory through 9 o'clock tonight for Dickinson, Geary, Lyon, Morris, and Waubonsie counties, and a wind advisory through 10 p.m. for Chase and Greenwood counties. Again, most of what we are seeing in terms of extremely severe weather with the ping pong ball sized hail and actual tornadoes going on out on the farthest reaches of the KPR listening area. But we want to let everyone know in case they're trying to stream. So once again, we do have a tornado warning still in effect for portions of Clay and Cloud counties through 5 p.m. This storm capable of producing a tornado located over Idana. They have one indicated on radar. Ping pong ball sized hail, a tornado. If you're in Clay Center, Morganville, Greene, or Idana, be aware you should be taking shelter right now. We do actually have some non-weather news for you. However, that is not the topic of this first story. More on the weather. Fires are burning across southwest Kansas for the second time in just a few months. More than 115,000 acres are scorched from at least 9 fires. The biggest wildfire has consumed almost 50,000 acres in Meade County and still has not been contained. Chip Redmond is a meteorologist for the Kansas Forest Service. He said in a video on social media that conditions for fires remain favorable.
We'll see gusts potentially up to that 45, 50-mile-an-hour range. We're going to get humidities down to that single digits again with temperatures near 100 degrees. That's extreme fire weather.
Out-of-state firefighters helped control some of the larger fires. The Kansas Forest Service says communities in Clark and Meade counties should remain ready to evacuate. Health officials say an Osage County, Kansas resident exposed people to measles at Topeka Baptist Church on May 3rd. It's the first confirmed measles case in the state this year. Dr. Dana Hawkinson is the medical director of infection and prevention at the University of Kansas Health System. In a video posted earlier this year, he warned people to take measles seriously because it can lead to complications or even death.
It can cause people to go to the hospital. It can cause things like pneumonia. It can cause things like central nervous system infection or encephalitis, which is an infection in your brain.
Hawkinson says measles is one of the most contagious viruses. State health officials say exposed people should monitor for symptoms until at least May 24th. Early symptoms could include a fever, runny nose, and cough, with a rash appearing later. 90% chance of showers and storms tonight. Some of those storms could be severe. Heavy rainfall is expected. It's 4:35.
Considered from NPR News, I'm Scott Detrow.
You are listening to All Things Considered on KPR. I'm Laura Lorson with a weather update. A tornado warning remains in effect until 5 p.m. for northeastern Clay County. A severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Morganville, moving to the northeast at 40 miles per hour. A tornado has been reported with this storm, ping pong ball sized hail as well. If you are in Clay Center, Morganville, or Greene, you should be taking cover right now. We also have a tornado warning now for northwestern Dickinson County, southeastern Ottawa County, and southern Clay County. This had been just a severe thunderstorm warning, but we have now received word that rotation has been indicated via radar. So golf ball sized hail with this storm. The storm 4 miles north of Niles, moving to the northeast at 40 miles per hour. Flying debris will be dangerous to those caught outside without shelter. Shelter right now, a tornado warning for northwestern Dickinson, southeastern Ottawa, and southern Clay counties. If you are in Wakefield, Manchester, Longford, Oak Hill, Idana, or Niles, you should be taking cover right now. I'll be back in a moment with more weather information. We now return you to All Things Considered, already in progress.
It's overflowing. It's got too much stuff.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. We have an update to the weather. We now have a tornado warning in effect until 5:15. This is that warning for northwestern Dickinson, southeastern Ottawa, and southern Clay counties. Golf ball-sized hail with this storm in addition to the tornado. If you're in Wakefield, Manchester, Longford, Oak Hill, or Idana, you need to take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you're outdoors or in a mobile home or in a vehicle, you need to move to substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. We also have a tornado warning in effect until 5, so just about 11 minutes from now. Near Morganville, moving to the northeast at 40 miles per hour, northeastern Clay County, a tornado warning for you. Ping pong ball sized hail reported with this storm. If you are in Clay Center, Morganville, or Greene, you should be taking cover right now.
If you're 70 and a half years or older, consider making a qualified charitable distribution from your IRA to KPR today. It's a powerful way to make a lasting impact on the station you love. Details at kansaspublicradio.org under the support tab.
All right, we have a brand new tornado warning. This is for northwestern Riley County, also northeast, southeastern Washington County, northeastern Clay County, southwestern Marshall County, but notably in the KPR listening area, northwestern Riley County. A tornado warning for you until 5:15. A severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located 4 miles south of Palmer, moving to the northeast at 35 miles per hour. This was indicated by radar. Half-dollar sized hail with this storm. If you are in Marysville, Washington, Blue Rapids, Hanover, Waterville, Lynn, Greenleaf, Barnes, or Palmer, you should be taking shelter right now.
Support for KPR comes from University Press of Kansas, commemorating 80 years as a nonprofit, scholarly, and regional publisher, serving Kansas and the nation since 1946. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu.
Once again, we do have a 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Some of those storms could be severe. Heavy rainfall is expected, with locally heavy rainfall possible through the evening hours. Breezy with lows in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow and much less humid after that front has moved through. Highs tomorrow in the mid-60s. We're seeing these many, many storms firing up here in central and north central Kansas. That entire complex will be moving gradually to the east. We have flood warnings in effect in portions of the KPR listening area. Flood watch through tomorrow morning for most of us because we are consumed about this torrential rainfall. We have a wind advisory through 9 p.m. for Dickinson, Geary, Lyon, Morris, and Waubonsie counties, and a wind advisory through 10 o'clock tonight for Chase and Greenwood counties. One more time, there is a tornado warning for northwestern Riley County, southeastern Washington County, northeastern Clay County, and southwestern Marshall counties until 5:15. I'm going to check on the position of all of this weather and be back in just a few moments. You're listening to KPR, and this is All Things Considered, already in progress.
Sandbox. NPR. And from Amazon Business, committed to helping customers unlock smart business buying using AI for automating repetitive tasks to facilitate decision-making. Learn more at amazonbusiness.com. This is NPR.
Whether we're reporting from the front lines of change or shedding light on what it all means, wherever Morning Edition goes, you go too. Bear witness with us every morning from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We'll have plenty more weather coverage coming right up as we watch these storms make their way grimly northward. The time is 5 o'clock. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Quick update on the weather situation. A brand new tornado watch has been issued by the National Storm Prediction Center down in Norman, Oklahoma. This includes Atchison and Doniphan counties in Kansas, in Missouri, Andrew, Atchison, Buchanan, Gentry, Holt, and Nottoway counties. So an expansion of our tornado watch, just kind of disjointed there. We are currently watching a tornado warning in northwestern Dickinson County and in southern Clay County. This is in effect for about another 10 minutes. This storm is near Manchester, moving to the northeast at 35 miles per hour. A tornado ping pong ball sized hail associated with this storm. This is for Wakefield, Manchester, Longford, Oak Hill, and Idana. We also have a tornado warning in effect until 5:15 for northwestern Riley County, southeastern Washington County, northeastern Clay County, and southwestern Marshall County. That's in effect, again, until 5:15. This storm about 10 miles northeast of Greene, moving to the northeast at 45 miles per hour. Locations affected include Blue Rapids, Waterville, Lynn, Greenleaf, Barnes, and Palmer. If you're in any of those communities, you should be taking shelter now. A tornado warning for you in effect for about the next 10 minutes. This is Kansas Public Radio.
The IRS early this year for 10.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, many, many other frequencies, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
Thanks so much for joining us as we head into the evening hour. Still keeping an eye on the weather. Tornado watch till 8 p.m. for Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Jackson, Morris, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. We do currently have an active tornado warning. This is for northwestern Riley County, also portions of northeastern Clay County. Until 5:45, a tornado located near Greene moving to the northeast at 40 miles per hour. If you are in Greene, you should take shelter right now. Lowest available level of your home, preferably underground if you don't have something like that. A small interior room. Try to put a lot of walls between yourself and the exterior. Again, if you are in Greene, you need to be taking shelter right now. Tornado warning for portions of Riley, Washington, and Clay counties until 5:45. In our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines, plus details on Georgia's primary election taking place tomorrow, and information on the longer wildfire seasons in Montana and air quality in that region, even indoors. Tribal nations are trying to address the problem. We'll have the full story coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Just want to make sure everyone has gotten the word on these tornado watches. We now have two in the KPR listening area, one until 8 p.m. for Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Jackson, Morris, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. That is the tornado watch that has been designated as a PDS, particularly dangerous situation watch. Again, that's in effect until 8 p.m. You should have multiple ways to receive alerts, particularly after nightfall. Have a well-defined shelter plan ready to go. Now, I did mention there was a second tornado watch in the KPR listening area. Atchison and Doniphan counties in Kansas have been put under a tornado watch till 10 p.m. over in Missouri. Andrew, Atchison, Buchanan, Holt, and Nottoway counties, tornado watch until 10 p.m. We now return you to All Things Considered, already in progress. We'll be hearing a story about the dismissal of Elon Musk's lawsuit that he brought against OpenAI and its head. His name is Sam Altman. That is coming up here on KPR right now.
Explicitly to develop part of Islam's holiest site.
We interrupt this broadcast of All Things Considered for a weather update. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Dickinson County and western Geary County, southwestern Riley County, southeastern Ottawa County, and southern Clay County until 6 p.m. A severe thunderstorm located near Solomon, moving to the northeast at 45 miles per hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts with this storm, half-dollar-sized hail. If you are in Junction City, Abilene, Clay Center, Ogden, Grandview Plaza, Chapman, Solomon, Wakefield, Enterprise, Milford, Manchester, Longford, Carlton, Niles, Talmadge, Milford Lake, or Moonlight, you need to get inside a sturdy structure right now. This includes I-70 between mile markers 267 and 308. Again, this is a severe thunderstorm warning for portions of Dickinson, Geary, Riley, Ottawa, and Clay counties. This is in effect until 6 p.m. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. A tornado watch remains in effect for all of those counties through 8 o'clock this evening. Obviously, this complex of storms slowly but surely moving to the east. We expect to have lots more weather updates for you as the night wears on. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning for Dickinson, Geary, Riley, Ottawa, and Clay counties until 6 p.m. We now return you to All Things Considered, already in progress.
And shower them with rose petals. Causes.
This is NPR News.
Six states are holding primaries, including Pennsylvania and Georgia, two of the swing states that helped President Trump return to the White House. Voters there could be pivotal in the midterms and the next presidential election.
How they vote is how America will vote.
Analysis on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock. 5 to 9 a.m. You will hear Morning Edition on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
More weather information coming your way in just about another 40 seconds. We're going to go ahead and take that entire space for news as it approaches, because I have a lot to tell you about. Stay tuned. The time is 5:30.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Juana Summers.
And I'm Scott Detrow. The Trump administration has largely halted funding and policies to address climate change. Some conservative states have followed suit.
There are days when it's really smoky out, where your air quality inside your building is almost as bad or worse than it is outside.
Now news.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. First, turning to the weather. We currently have a tornado warning in effect for northwestern Riley County, southeastern Washington County, and northeastern Clay County. This is in effect until 5:45. A severe thunderstorm near Green, moving to the northeast at 40 miles per hour. Radar indicates there is a tornado with this storm, along with some half-dollar-sized hail. If you are in Green, you should be in your shelter right now. You need to get inside a sturdy structure. Mobile homes are not enough protection from a tornado. Damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles will occur. Tree damage is likely. Again, if you're in the community of Green, you need to be taking shelter right now. A tornado warning for portions of Riley, Washington, and Clay counties. Those counties are all covered by a tornado watch until 8 p.m. Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Jackson, Morris, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. This includes the towns of Abilene, Council Grove, Junction City, Manhattan, and Wamego. We also have a separate tornado watch in effect until 10 p.m. for Atchison and Doniphan counties in Kansas, Andrew, Atchison, Buchanan, Houlton, Nottoway counties over Missouri. A flood warning until further notice for various points along the Platte River. Minor flooding is expected. We have a flood warning until Thursday morning for the Stranger Creek at Easton, affecting Atchison and Leavenworth counties. We have a flood watch through tomorrow morning for a large portion of the KPR listening area. Here are the counties: Anderson, Atchison, Brown, Clay, Cloud, Coffey, Dickinson, Doniphan, Douglas, Franklin, Geary, Jackson, Jefferson, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lynn, Lyon, Miami, Morris, Nemaha, Osage, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, Waubonsie, and Wyandotte counties. We have a wind advisory through 9 p.m. for Dickinson, Geary, Lyon, Morris, and Waubonsie counties. Wind gusts up to 45 miles per hour. And a wind advisory through 10 p.m. for Chase and Greenwood counties. Wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour. We do have some other news that is not related to the weather. Here we go. A Kansas Supreme Court nominating commission will begin interviewing candidates this week to fill a vacancy on the highest court in the state. The nominating commission is an independent body made up of lawyers and lay people looking to fill the vacancy after Justice Marla Lugert retired in March. After members choose the top three applicants, the governor will decide who will be appointed. Interviews are open to the public and will be live streamed on the Kansas Judicial Branch's YouTube channel. People can submit public comments to the commission until Wednesday, May 20th. A full interview schedule may be found at kscourts.gov. The former mayor of Coldwater, Kansas, will be appearing in Kansas City on June 1st for his first appearance in federal immigration court. Joe Ceballos turned himself in to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement in Wichita last week. He's currently being held at an ICE detention center at the Chase County Jail in Cottonwood Falls. Ceballos pleaded guilty in April to misdemeanor election charges for voting as a non-citizen. He called his votes a mistake that came from a misunderstanding about his rights as a green card holder. Ceballos' attorney plans to file a bond motion requesting Ceballos' release during the proceedings. Health officials say an Osage County, Kansas resident exposed people to measles at Topeka Baptist Church on May 3rd. It is the first confirmed measles case in the state this year. Dr. Dana Hawkinson is the Medical Director of Infection and Prevention at the University of Kansas Health System. In a video that was posted earlier this year, he warned people to take measles seriously because it can lead to complications or it can even lead to death.
It can cause people to go to the hospital. It can cause things like pneumonia. It can cause things like central nervous system infection or encephalitis, which is an infection in your brain.
Hawkinson says measles is one of the most contagious viruses. State health officials say exposed people should monitor for symptoms until at least May 24th. Early symptoms include a fever, runny nose, and cough, with a rash appearing later. Just to re-up, a tornado warning remains in effect until 5:45, about 10 minutes from now, for portions of Geary, Riley, and Clay counties. Golf ball-sized hail with this storm if you're in Wakefield or Milford. You should be taking shelter right now. We're expecting this line of storms to head further east as the night wears on. 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms, some with intensely heavy rainfall. It's 5:35.
It's All Things Considered from NPR.
...that we're likely to see over the next 25 years.
In a statement, the Weather Service says hiring the next generation of meteorologists, along with improvements in technology, will strengthen the capabilities of forecasting offices. For NPR News, I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
You are listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. I do have some weather updates for you. A brand new tornado warning has been issued by the National Weather Service for northwestern Riley County, northwestern Pottawatomie County, and east central Clay County. This is in effect until 6:30 tonight. Tornado, ping pong ball sized hail. This storm located near Riley, moving to the northeast at 35 miles per hour. Now, this is a radar indicated rotation, but this storm has a history of producing tornadoes. A National Weather Service meteorologist just reported a brief tornado just north of Wakefield about 15 minutes ago. Flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes are not sufficient shelter for a tornado. Damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles will occur. Tree damage is likely. If you are in Westmoreland, Riley, Leonardville, Olsburg, Randolph, or Tuttle Creek Lake, a tornado warning is in effect for your area until 6:30 tonight. You should take shelter right now. Again, a tornado warning for northwestern Riley, northwestern Pottawatomie, and east central Clay counties until 6:30 p.m. Ping pong ball sized hail associated with this storm. If you are in Westmoreland, Riley, Leonardville, Olsburg, Randolph, or Tuttle Creek Lake, you should be taking shelter right now. Put as many walls between yourself and the outside as you possibly can. Underground is best. If you have a basement, you should go there. If you have a storm shelter, you should go there. If you don't have either of those, choose a small interior room with no windows. A big closet, a bathroom might do, but you should be taking cover right now in portions of Riley, Pottawatomie, and Clay counties, including Westmoreland, Riley, Leonardville, Olsburg, Randolph, and Tuttle Creek Lake. Another tornado warning that we have concerns about, though it's just a little bit outside of the KPR listening area. We're very concerned about a very damaging tornado moving near to Blue Rapids, Marysville, Blue Rapids, Frankfort, Beatty, Vermilion, and Oquito. A tornado warning in effect for you until 6 o'clock tonight. Again, if you know anyone in central Marshall County or you yourself are there, you should be taking shelter right now. A confirmed tornado 6 miles northeast of Blue Rapids, moving to the northeast at 30 miles per hour, but a lot of eyes on this tornado, and it is very, very damaging as tornadoes go. We know they're all damaging, but the particular concern about this tornado near Blue Rapids. We also now have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Dickinson, Geary, Riley, Ottawa, and Clay counties until 6 p.m. This is for Junction City, Abilene, Clay Center, Ogden, Grandview Plaza, Chapman, Solomon, Wakefield, Enterprise, Milford, Manchester, Longford, Carlton, Niles, Talmadge, Milford Lake, and Moonlight. It also includes I-70 between mile markers 267 and 308. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts with this severe thunderstorm and half-dollar-sized hail.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, featuring Nick Haines and local guest experts sharing insights and context around major news stories on Week in Review. Available to stream on demand on the PBS app.
Once again, want to let you know about this tornado warning for northwestern Raleigh, northwestern Pottawatomie, and east central Clay counties. This is in effect until 6:30 tonight. If you are in Westmoreland, Raleigh, Leonardville, Olesburg, Randolph, or Tuttle Creek Lake, you should be taking shelter right now. Tornado indicated by radar, ping pong ball sized hail confirmed by spotters. This storm has a history of producing tornadoes. That tornado warning in effect until 6:30 tonight. If you're in Westmoreland, Raleigh, Leonardville, Olesburg, Randolph, or Tuttle Creek Lake, you should be in your shelter right now.
Support for KPR comes from Per Aspera, Kansas History Podcast, presenting a live listening event of 12 to Freedom about those who risked all to escape slavery, hosted by KPR's Kay McIntyre, May 20th, 6:30 p.m. at 10th and Mass Studio in Lawrence.
We now return you to All Things Considered, already in progress.
You've taken them for granted.
Steve Sando owns an...
And from DuckDuckGo, who believes AI should be optional and private. That's why they created Duck.ai, where users can chat privately with AI. No tracking. Learn more at Duck.ai.
On Morning Edition from NPR News, you get independent reporting driven by curiosity, not an agenda. Get the facts every weekday.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock from 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is the show, the very latest national, international, and regional news with Matthew Algio as your local host. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olesburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR Atchison 89.9, K258 BT Manhattan 99.5, and at KansasPublicRadio.org.